Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Mark chapter 2, verse 5 is our passage today. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." So the room was packed like sardines. The crowd was spilling out the door, but that didn't stop these people. The determined men found the staircase that led to the roof, dug a hole through the thick clay, and lowered their paralyzed friend right in front of Jesus. Impressed by their faith, Jesus interestingly responded by forgiving the man's sins. This, of course, caused quite a stir among the Jewish teachers who accused Jesus of blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God, they ask. Jesus used the opportunity to drive home a spiritual point. Which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Rise, take up your bed and walk"? "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, pick up your bed and go home." And he rose immediately, picked up his bed, and went out before them all. The paralyzed man and his friends demonstrated practical faith. Every believer demonstrates the same kind of faith when we depend on Jesus to provide all we need to do what he's called us to do. But it's important to understand that practical faith follows saving faith. Saving faith is trusting in Jesus as the only one who can forgive our sins and place us into an eternal relationship with God. Jesus healed the man's heart first, then he healed his body. First saving faith, then practical faith. So here are a couple talking points. Lord, help me understand the difference between saving faith and practical faith. And then please help me teach that critical truth to my children. Father, thank you for working from the inside out. Thank you for taking care of the greatest need, my eternal need, my heart, before dealing with the temporal need, the external actions in my life. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.